Back here in the convo, Bowling Green falls to Ohio tonight, 66-59. This was a tie game with 3 minutes to go. The Bobcats had the answers down the stretch. Coach Garman Srulovich is here to talk about it with us. And, Coach, this is another game, kind of like Tuesday night, a low-scoring game. Your defense was, for the most part, on point. You gave yourself a chance, but another kind of gut punch tonight.
Yeah, let's look at the positives first. Positives, we responded after a bad loss, and we were right there. You know, it's a huge game for Ohio. I think they're one of the best teams in the league. We were right there 3 minutes to go, and just, you know, they make some really tough shots in the situation. It's about the response that we've had. Our defense played really well. We had guys step up to the table, and I thought that game plan in terms of what we did, our guys did it. You know, we hold them to, at their home floor, 42%. You know, probably 40 if you take out some of those transition layups that they had, and 29 from three. But, you know, the improvements that we've got to make is the turnovers. And, you know, our goal is in about 2 weeks from now. Obviously, winning these next two games is very crucial. But, you know, I think we're a talented team. And just talking with their head coaches, I think we're a dangerous team once we get to Cleveland.
Well, you look at this team defensively, it seems like as the offense has really struggled of late, the defense has gotten incrementally better. And tonight, against a team that loves to shoot the three and loves to run people out of this building, you hold them in check. What was the key for the defense tonight? Because you played a lot of zone and it worked.
Yeah, our job is to put our guys in the best position to succeed. And I think when we're a little bit of dictating the terms, like we're going to go switching defenses, and it makes it hard for teams to adjust and be ready to what we're going to do. So I think that's been really helpful for us. And at some point, it's either going to fold as a team after losses or you're going to respond. Coach says it's either an L as a loss or an L as a learn. So we're about learning. And that's what we're going to do. It's like we're not going to fold. And, you know, with Toledo win and, you know, the Miami, Ohio early in the year on the road winning there. So we're going to continue to learn and make sure our defense is there. And, you know, I think we're just hitting some strides with guys being healthy. And, you know, I feel confident with the bunch that we have.
Yeah, you know, I said the same thing on the air. This team, you certainly can't fault their want to and a lot of the aggression and the hustle you're seeing. But I think even the most dedicated player and team gets frustrated when you're in these games and you just can't come up with buckets when you think you're about to get one. You get some good shots and they don't go in. I mean, that grinds on you mentally, does it not?
Mentally, physically, emotionally, absolutely it does. Our job is, as coaches is to instill confidence in our guys. And they can never think otherwise where, you know, we don't want them to have any doubts if they're going to make a shot or not. And, you know, there's been some guys that haven't made shots as of late. And we're going to continue to instill confidence in them and continue to be in the gym, work, find where their shots are going to come from. And us as coaches, we're going to find ways to game plan to give open shots for our guys. And that's all we can do.
Well, Coach, a valiant effort tonight. Certainly a game that could have gone either way, but hopefully you get back on track. One more road game at Western Michigan on Tuesday. We appreciate you coming up and talking.
I appreciate you. Thanks.